BTS and Halsey reach a major milestone, Hayley Williams calls out ex-Paramore bandmates, and the gang member who attacked R. Kelly in jail gets sentenced. This is Billboard News Now for Thursday, October 29th. BTS and Halsey's Boy With Love video officially crosses the billion views mark on YouTube. Here's Jordan Rowling with the story.
On Wednesday, October 28th, YouTube confirmed the K-pop crossover officially hit 1 billion views, 18 months after its April 2019 premiere. And the video for Boy With Love still ranks among the top 5 24-hour debuts in all of YouTube history, surpassed only by Blackpink's How You Like That and their Selena Gomez-assisted Ice Cream, as well as BTS's own Dynamite, which holds the top spot after racking up a whopping 101.1 million views in its first day online. Taylor Swift's Me rounds out the top five as the only non-K-pop video.
Next up, Hayley Williams calls out her ex-Paramore bandmates for being homophobic, and it all went down on Twitter on October 28th. Here's Jordan again with the story.
There's a reason there are only 3 people left in Paramore, she tweeted, adding, "Surprise haters, it ain't 'cause of me." Paramore do not condone religiously politically dogmatic beliefs, which leave our LGBTQ+ friends, fans, and family feeling abandoned and hopeless. And you know, if that doesn't jive with you, well, feel free to go where all past members of Paramore have gone, which is literally anywhere else but Paramore. To Paramore's LGBTQ+ family and makeup artist Brian J. O'Connor, I am talking straight to you. You are full of love and you are loved. While Hayley didn't specifically call anyone out, fans of course have their theories, with the majority naming former guitarist Josh Farro, who left the band in 2010, and former bassist Jeremy Davis, who left in 2015.
And lastly, a convicted gang member who says he beat up R. Kelly in a Chicago cell in August has been sentenced to life in prison for a racketeering conviction that involved 2 1999 murders. The gang member, named Jeremiah Farmer, 39, made headlines by claiming in court records that he attacked R. Kelly on August 26th in Chicago's Metropolitan Correctional Center. Farmer was able to slip away from an employee at the center, enter a cell, and repeatedly hit R. Kelly in the head, according to the U.S. Bureau of Prisons report. A security officer used pepper spray to stop the attack. R. Kelly, 53, faces several dozen counts of state and federal sexual misconduct charges in Illinois, Minnesota, and New York, from sexual assault to heading a racketeering scheme aimed at supplying him with girls. The Grammy Award-winning singer has denied ever abusing anyone. I believe I can fly. For more on all these stories, you can head on over to billboard.com, and don't forget to review and subscribe to our podcast. For Billboard News Now, I'm Chelsea Briggs.